pony. You're not even the fart.
Tune into WONY 90.9 FM on
the fart.
Do you know what that is? That's the sound of your classmate forwarding a picture from your profile to everyone he knows. A college student downloading all your pictures to his hard drive. A teacher wondering what you were thinking. Some guys posting graphic comments about your body and what they do with it. Your neighbor printing out your latest pictures for his collection. A man spending some alone time with your picture while no one else is around. And worst of all, your dad seeing a photo of you topless. All because of the time you posted those pictures on your profile. Anything you post online, anyone can see. Family, friends, and even not-so-friendly people. So think before you post. For more information, visit www.cybertipline.com.
This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Justice, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, and the Ad Council.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here's some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, April 29th, the Office of Student Experience is hosting their XOXO Red Dragons event, where you could drop by and take a moment to write a letter home to your family, friends, or supporters. This event will be happening from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. in the Hunt Union Lobby. On Thursday, April 30th, the annual Juried Student Show will have its reception in the Martin Muller Gallery in Fine Arts. Check out over 90 pieces of work by over 70 students highlighting different themes and mediums from over the academic year. The reception will be from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., but the gallery will be open until May 2nd. Also on Thursday, the Gender and Sexuality Resource Center will be hosting a Paint and Sip with Pride event happening from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. in the Leather Stocking Room in Hunt Union. Spots are limited, so RSVP to the event to guarantee your spot. Also on Thursday, Mask and Hammer presents the first showing of A Day in Hollywood, A Night in Ukraine at 7:30 p.m., with subsequent showings on Friday and Saturday also at 7:30 p.m. at the Goodrich Theater in Fine Arts. Tickets are available online or at the ticket booth in Fine Arts. On Friday, May 1st, the Gender Equality and Rights Society will be hosting their Plant Your Pot event in the President's Garden from 1 to 2 p.m., where students can go and plant seeds to take home and let grow. Also on Friday, WONY will be hosting our executive board elections happening at 3 p.m. in IRC4. And on Saturday, May 2nd, the O-Fest Fair for 2026 begins at 1 p.m. in the Quad, with the O-Fest concert happening at 7 p.m. in the Dewar Arena. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everybody. Keep it locked.
Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome back to another fun Thursday of Sour Girl, 8 to 9 p.m. I have a very interesting assortment of songs picked out for you guys today. On Monday, I had hosted a little Q&A asking people some genres I should play, some songs. So I'm doing a little bit based off of that. So this is the first episode since I believe my first episode where I haven't done a particular theme and kind of just did whatever my heart told me. So I'm really excited to play the songs for you guys today because there's nothing better than a fun variation. I know I love it and I hope you guys do too. The first song we have up is one that my mom actually sent me on Monday that I really like. It's by a screamo band from the early 2000s called On the Might of Princes. This is the song Here Comes the Sirens. Enjoy, everybody.
Yeah.
Give me a beggar's dozen, please.
right, everybody. I'm going to end that song a little bit early because it is a little bit of a longer track. That was the song O2 by I Promise the World. I hope you guys really enjoyed that one. I did notice an interesting, weird interference where two songs were playing at once. So I'm not really sure what that was about, but I hope you guys enjoyed Bjork under that song because it was definitely an interesting mixture. So I'm going to try to play the next track, which was possibly maybe by Bjork. And I want to see if they don't overlap. So we're going to test that one out and see what happens. So stay tuned with me. I'm very sorry about that. I hope that the rest of the show goes a little smoother. So I'm going to play the song that was undertoned now called Possibly Maybe by Bjork.
Maybe. What's the password? Well, give me a reason to trust you again. She said, and I replied, well, I cannot.
Alright, everybody, that was the song called 8 by the band I Would Set Myself on Fire for You. This is a band I don't believe I've played on the show and I haven't talked about yet, but I truly do adore them. They have had two albums that I know of to date called Beliefs and Patterns from 2006 that this song was from. And then their self-titled I Would Set Myself on Fire from You, for you, 2003. I prefer their self-titled, but the second album they released has grown on me. And I really like that song 8 I just played. I think it's a fantastic composition. I also love how they layer vocals on top of one another with the female singer and the male singer. The male singer also, his voice reminds me of someone that I legitimately can't remember the name of. And it's bothering me so much because I want to talk about this other singer. So if I happen to remember who this vocalist reminds me of, I will come back and mention it later. But that was the group I Would Set Myself on Fire for You. They're a little underrated. They only have 17,000 listeners. So I would definitely recommend checking them out. So if you guys want to do that, I think you absolutely should. Next up, we have a song called Jaywalking Backwards by The Number 12 Looks Like You. This is like a very experimental sound band. I guess they're not experimental, but they're very like brutal and in your face. But this song's a little less shocking, so I'm going to fade that in. I hope you guys enjoy. All right, guys. I don't know if you heard what I just heard, but that definitely... I don't know what that noise was. And quite frankly, I'm a little scared. So let's try that one more time. All right, guys, I genuinely do not know what is going on, so I'm going to try and see if I could play one of the other songs from our set list tonight and see what happens.
Her face is made of wood, and she holds but she still can't quite remember if my eyes are blue or dead. She's the mother of herself. She's the victim of my sadness. And the total of my the last mistake we made.
Those last two songs were the song Slice Paper Wrist by Poison the Well, another personal favorite of mine. I've been listening to them for years because my mom really liked Poison the Well, but also I personally love them because they're part of my favorite genre of all time. I know I did a lot of like post-screamo, metalcore, hardcore episodes, but I would like to do a whole lot more for you guys. I know I've talked about how it's my favorite genre and I could legitimately make the whole show based on that type of music. So I don't know. Since it's almost the end of this semester, I will be diligently working over the summer break to improve Sour Girl the best I can and really fine tune the experience for you guys and myself for next year. So stay tuned for that, because next year there's going to be a lot of changes and a whole bunch of new, fun, intriguing, experimental things. So yeah, wanted to go on that little tidbit quick. Next up, we have the song End's Mouth by Agents of Oblivion. You might have heard of them as an offshoot post Acid Bath disformation in the late 90s. This is one of Dax Riggs, the lead singer's extensive and many side groups. They re-recorded a version of Dead Girl from Acid Bath's second album. And that's pretty popular because people like that song and they found Agents of Oblivion through that. but I'm playing a different track called End's Mouth, which I think is absolutely beautiful. The emotion conveyed in the song is very compelling, and I hope you guys enjoy it as much as I do. So without further ado, End's Mouth by Agents of Oblivion.
It's only the end of the world again. Down by the
Again, that was the song End's Mouth by Agents of Oblivion. It's a beautifully composed song. The lyricism and the vocals really shine through in that track, and I think it's a very beautiful song, and I hope you guys all loved it. Next up, we have a song by an artist that I never really talk about often, but I really do adore for not only her creative vision and her fashion sense, but also her music. This is the artist Ethel Kane. When I first found out about her when I was about 15, 16 or so, I thought she was scary. I didn't like the song Talamea. I thought that the little like scary demonic part, I thought I was going to get got from that. So fun little story about me when I was younger. I remember my mom played it for me and I was like, turn this off. So she's definitely grown on me over the years. So this is her song Punish off of her album that I'm not going to name the name of for indecency purposes, but it's my favorite album of hers. So give it a listen. This is Punish by Ethel Kane. Thank you. So that was Punished by Ethel Kane. Again, another beautiful, emotionally layered album and track. Ethel Kane is known for her like immersive storytelling in her albums. All of her albums, like Preacher's Daughter, this album, To Willoughby Tucker, they're all about this story that she made up about this character named Ethel Kane, who was a preacher's daughter. And basically, she runs away from home with Willoughby, I believe. And it's just a tragic, beautifully written story. And she portrays just such raw emotion and creativity in her tracks that it's really hard to dismiss her as a modern artist. That's so groundbreaking for this day and age where I believe that most modern music is regurgitative. I know that sounds very like pretentious, but she really is changing the game. So all love to Ethel Kane, hearts. Also, her outfit at Coachella was amazing. I believe it was Dior, and she just looked fantastic. So I want to talk about that really quick. So for our final track, we have a new release by a band that I absolutely adore. This is the band Failure. You may know them for their tracks The Nurse Who Loved Me and Stuck on You. Funnily enough, this track features Hayley Williams from Paramore, who on their first album, Paramore's first album, or I believe their second, the one at the couch, I'm not sure if it's their first or second, but she did a cover of Stuck on You. So it's like kind of a full circle moment for both bands, because obviously Failure inspired Hayley and Hayley probably brought fans to Failure. So it's fun that they collaborated. This song is called The Rising Skyline. I'm going to fade this one in for you guys. So I hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
So again, that was the track The Rising Skyline by Failure and Hayley Williams. Both of them are highly acclaimed artists in their own right. Paramore, obviously pop punk, very popular among my age group. They were huge for Gen Z, especially like Hard Times. So it's fun to see artists that are more relevant with newer generations collaborating with like older artists from the 90s, say, such as Failure. I always really enjoy that. And I think that a lot of great artists of different genres and stuff should do more interesting collaborations. I mean, her vocals sounded great on this song. This song was very reminiscent of older Failure. I'm always skeptical when bands like this release new albums because it's always like, is it going to be good or is it going to be completely different and modernized to fit like the standards of like 2026 music? So it's really nice to see a nice refreshing track from Failure. So that was our final track for the night. And thank you guys so much, as always, for tuning in. I'm so sorry about the audio snafus we had today with not only the second song with the little overlay of both songs, but also me having to omit a track from our track list today because of it completely glitching out. So thank you as all for sticking with me, and I love you all very much. I will see you back here next Thursday, 8 to 9 on Sour Girl, only playing on WONI 90.9 FM. Keep it locked.
watch your step before getting onto the boat. It's going to be a little bumpy. My name is Caitlin, and I'll be the captain of today's voyage on the Whale Watching Experience. I will also act as your translator. Yes, you heard that right. Your translator. I can speak whale. Ooh, there's one now. Let's take a listen. It's trying to say hi. Look, it's trying to wave at us. Now it's saying, you're listening to WONY Oneonta 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio. That's kind of random, but all right. Uh-oh. It's lifting its flipper. It's too close to the boat. Oh my God, it's going to splash. Ugh. Keep it locked.
Would you be mine?
Could you be mine?